Balkans as another critical region, and it will connect Turkey to Greece. 20 years ago, nobody would imagine that Turkey would be supporting this transfer of oil from Azerbaijan, which is a Turkic state, to Turkey and from Turkey to Greece. But what we want to achieve with Greece at the end of the day, ultimate peace. Greece is our neighbor. And therefore, when I said with Greece, for example, in 87 years, we signed 35 agreements. In last 4 years, in two high-level cooperation council meetings, we signed 50 agreements. Now, a Turkish nationalist may think, ultra-nationalist, we are all nationalists, but based on citizenship, may think that why are we strengthening Greece in economic crisis? Why are we helping them? We think the opposite. If Greece is strong, then our relationship will be stable. If Greece is economically weak, there will be racism or other threats. This economic interdependency, natural gas from Caspian, Azerbaijan, up to Greece, I call this as a peace pipeline, not only natural gas pipeline. Now, when I said about transport, now I can come to energy, what we want to see is Basra, Baghdad, Mosul, Erbil, Diyarbakir, Ankara, then Europe, if it is connected by oil and natural gas resources, all these regions in the country, all countries and regions in the continent will be connected and peace will be established. And here, again, as a friend of Iraq, I want to say without interfering, having any intention to intervene in domestic politics, Iraq, territorial integrity of Iraq, political unity, is main principle of Turkey. But at the same time, I think all of us, you know, this can be guaranteed only by power sharing and revenue sharing. All the parties in Iraq, all the parties for regions or provinces, share revenues together in a rational way. That revenue will make Iraq very, very prosperous. In our region, there are certain blessed countries like Iraq. In fact, very few. There are some countries in the region. Human manpower is very high, like Turkey, but natural resources is very scarce. Turkey and Egypt. There are some countries, like Gulf countries, natural resources are very high, but manpower is less. But Iraq, you have everything. The most optimum country in the sense of economic development in our region is Iraq. With a good understanding, common vision, Iraq in a few years could be a rising star. But the principle is everybody must be part of every process. If there is an exclusive process, then everybody will lose. As Turkey, what we want to see is Baghdad and Erbil, Sandigan and Iraqi Kurdistan region, KRG, sit together, agree on a principle, then they will be the most happiest. Turkey, at the end of the day, we are energy deficit, we need energy. We will buy this energy from wherever it comes. For our national interest, we cannot say we will not buy any energy which is offered to us. We will buy it. And Turkey is a transit country, we try to get all these resources to other continents. The best way is, the economic rationality says, if there are natural resources, if Iraq needs development, Turkey needs energy, sit together, agree on principles, forget small details, but will concentrate on a vision. Therefore, we are committed to the Iraqi constitution. Whatever the Iraqi constitution says, we will not fight it. Iraqi